This is Radio Nepal, I'm Tika Prasad Khadga with news, the headlines first. Gabon and loan sharking victims reach 9-point agreement today. Gabon to table proposal at next cabinet meeting to officially recognize loan sharking as economic crime. Prime Minister Balendra Sa pledges Gabon support to promote export of domestically manufactured footwear. And U.S. carries out major strikes on Iran for sixth night in row, killing at least 8 people. Now the news in detail. The government and loan sharking victims reached a 9-point agreement today. According to the agreement, the government will table a proposal at the next cabinet meeting to officially recognize loan sharking as economic crime. The agreement also states that the Minister of Home Affairs will prepare a draft of a special bill within 3 months to enact a Loan Sharking Control Act. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has pledged that the government will provide the necessary support to promote the export of domestically manufactured footwear. During his meeting with office bearers and members of Footwear Manufacturers Association of Nepal, at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar today, Prime Minister Shah assured that the delegation of the government's commitment to facilitating efforts to replace footwear imports with the domestic products and create job opportunities. He said that skill generating and enhancement training of footwear production will be implemented in coordination with the government. Similarly, Prime Minister has said that the tracking on limitations on the imports of raw materials as per the capacity of industries and archive management will be made further effective. Nepal's permanent representative to the United Nations, Lok Bahadur Thapa, has called for mainstreaming the right to development across financing, trade, debt relief and development cooperation. Addressing the event titled Right to Development at FUTI, Catalyzing Global Partnership for Inclusive and Sustainable Development at the UN headquarters in New York, Ambassador Thapa stressed that sustainable development is not merely a policy objective, but a fundamental human right. He also noted that with only 8% of the Sustainable Development Goal targets currently on track, and just 4 years remaining to achieve the 2030 agenda, the international community must translate its global commitments into concrete action. Nepal has recorded 3,296 incidents of natural disasters in the last 3 months of the last fiscal year, in which 160 people lost their lives. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, 2 persons went missing and 945 people sustained injuries in such incidents that took place from April 14th to July 16th. The government has launched a 3-month-long awareness campaign against dengue today. The campaign began by the Minister of Health and Food Safety includes a weekly Clean Friday event aimed at identifying and eliminating mosquito breeding sites near public institutions, schools, and community organizations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Bidesh gaye pani chinta kina garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनु होस् हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुस् डेटा चलाउनुस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Chito National Park, CNP and adjoining national forests have reported the death of 22 one-horned rhinos in a year, Of the total deaths, 20 occurred within the Chitwan National Park, while the remaining two were recorded in the National Forest during the last fiscal year that ended on Thursday, July 16th. The Central Zoo at Jaulakhila of Lalitpur has been reopened after the environmental samples of birds tested negative for bird flu virus. According to the zoo administration, a meeting held among senior officials of the Department of Livestock Services, Central Veterinary Laboratory, and the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division on Thursday decided to reopen the zoo for the general public. The zoo was closed from the June 19th after bird flu was confirmed on crows, vultures, dogs, and other birds in the zoo premises. You are listening to Radio Nepal ZFM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. U.S. has carried out major strikes on Iran for a sixth night in a row, killing at least 8 people and wounding 20, according to Al Jazeera. Officials in southern Iran report that civilian infrastructure, including bridges, airports, power facilities, and a train station has been hit. BBC Verify has confirmed an attack on a bridge in Hormozgan province. And Iran's army says it has hit U.S. assets in Bahrain, Jordan, Kuwait, and Qatar. Authorities in Qatar said a child was injured by falling missile debris. A spokesperson for Iran's military says the Strait of Hormuz will never return to its pre-war status. Meanwhile, U.S. Central Command CENTCOM has not given a list of targets, but said that the attacks were intended to further degrade Iranian military capabilities. At least 21 people, including 20 schoolchildren, were killed and several others injured after a school bus crashed in eastern Uganda on Thursday evening, police said on Friday. Michael Kananura, a spokesperson for the Traffic and Road Safety Directorate, said in a statement that the bus carrying pupils from King David Junior School in the Ugandan capital of Kampala crashed at Chekwiti village in Kapchora district. Now the general forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. There is a likelihood of moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places over the Himalayan regions of the country. Moderate rain and thunderstorms are likely at a few places over the hilly and Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudhapashchim provinces, and at a few places over the hilly regions of Madhes and Karnali provinces. Similarly, heavy rainfall is likely at a few places over the hilly and Tarai regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and very heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in these areas. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places over the hilly and Tarai regions of Karnali and Sudhapashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government and loan sharking victims reach 9-point agreement. Government to table proposal at next cabinet meeting to officially recognize loan sharking as economic crime. Prime Minister Balendra Shah pledges government support to promote export of domestically manufactured footwear. And U.S. carries out major strikes on Iran for sixth night in row, killing at least 8 people. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.